You enjoy that.
That was fun.
Okay, we are in public session. Should we redo a roll call, or
do
you think that it's all the same?
It's on your state
word. Okay, so we will take recommendations on the success.
And there was.
Anyone would like to kick us off on 17-022?
Maybe before you go, so Mr. Byers' attorney did ask that we try to call him when we reconvene public session. Do we do that?
Yes, when we get to case number 18-005, we will accept the call.
Go on, Bryce.
Case number 17-022. I'll make a motion if there's insufficient evidence under OAR 801-030-0010B, due professional care, and or OAR 801-030-0020-1, professional misconduct for improperly using the power of attorney to obtain financial information for a client and not responding to emails.
Second.
Sean.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
Same case. I'll make a motion under OAR 801-030-0015, subparagraph 2, subparagraph B, requested records for not returning requested records, that there is insufficient evidence.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any
abstention?
Okay, case number 17-058.
I'll practice one. Under case number 17-058, I make a motion under OAR 801-030-0020 sub 13. Do I need to read all that? Beyond it?
No, you can. I mean, you gotta like say
that it is insufficient.
Right.
Is my recommendation.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? So for case number 18-005, we need to call
I kind of feel like if you get on the phone, there should be a little more discussion about why.
We can talk about that. We're not getting ready to make a phone call.
Can we aggregate these when we're doing it?
It depends on how you're loading.
Like these two.
Can just pull together and say. Hi, everyone. This is Kaylee Lyons from the Board of Accountancy Complaints Committee. Is a Gabby communicator available? 1 minute, please.
Can you say under this OER and this OER, there's. There's so
Hi, this is Haley Lyons from the Board of Accountancy Complaints Committee. You are joining a public session.
Okay, thank you.
Right now we are taking motions on case number 18-005.
I'll make a motion that there is insufficient evidence under OAR 801-030-0010, subparagraph 1, subparagraph B, due professional care.
I second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstention? Thank you.
I'll make a motion that there is insufficient evidence under OAR 801-030-0020, subparagraph 1, subparagraph B, professional misconduct.
A second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstention? Thank you. We're moving on to case number 18-033. Mr. Timmons, you're welcome to stay on the line or disconnect.
And so the matters involving my clients have now been concluded.
They have at the complaints committee level, and so that will go, that will be a recommendation to the board. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
I will hang up now.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
18-033.
I'll go. My turn. In case of 18-033 under OAR 673-320 subsection 3, I find that there's insufficient evidence.
And you shouldn't have ORS versus OAR.
OAR, I apologize. Yes. OAR 673.
No, it's just
ORS.
Oh,
it should be ORS.
The written piece is incorrect.
Yeah. OARs are the 801s.
Are the rules versus the statutes.
Well, that's what I get for the reading stuff. Why am I looking at this? ORS 673-3 or .320 subsection 3 to find insufficient evidence.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstention?
Under OAR 801?
Yes.
There we go. -030-0020 subsection 7 subsection B. I find there's insufficient evidence.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
I'll make a motion that we dismiss with letter of concern.
No, we can just, this word
we
is
just
fine.
Dismiss?
No.
Oh, there's insufficient evidence.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that there's insufficient evidence under OAR 801-030-0020 sub 2.
Second.
Any discussion?
A good idea to send a letter of concern, just remind them of this.
And so we can just, normally what we do in public session is just say level of egregiousness if the board was to have a finding. So you can say very low. And that we haven't done that for any of them. I was actually going to just ask that if you wanted to go back and you think you got a set.
Well, I guess the question would be is sometimes we have that should, is a, at this level it would be a public session.
Right.
I thought that was only required if we thought there was sufficient evidence, right. But
sometimes they say it depends on the case. I think sometimes Scott has asked maybe if it was
a
question if there would be, what would you?
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
All right. Sorry, I was so excited about page 5. Case 18-040 OAR 801-303-030-0010, subsection 4. I would find that there is sufficient evidence to find for that OAR section.
Second.
Who seconded?
Sean.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
I'll continue. Motion OAR 801-030-0010, subsection 4. I'd find sufficient evidence.
Do you want to include in there the circular 230 as well? Or
circular 230, 10.31.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
I'll keep rolling. I'll wrap up page 4. OAR 801-030-0020, subsection 1. I will find sufficient evidence.
Second.
Any discussion? It seems like on this OAR, there are, as it says, multiple instances that...
This would be line 11.
Yeah, I know. I'm
thinking
that line 12 is the same
OAR.
And,
mm-hmm.
So, I agree.
Do you want that wrapped in the same motion then?
I think multiple instances seems good enough.
Yeah.
And I think covers 11 and
12. Okay. Yeah, I'll have the motion for multiple instances on the same OAR. And sufficient on both.
We still have a second.
Second.
Thank you. Any other discussion on those matters? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Thank you. I think the comment to level of egregiousness is high in this instance.
I can keep stumbling through this. Okay.
Great. I think
right, yeah, there we go.
I think it's easier for the minutes.
Hang of it, too.
It's the same person.
Yeah, I got to move my pen around as I talk. OAR 801-030-0020, subsection 5, I find sufficient evidence.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those, any opposed? Any abstention? Okay.
Motion second violation, line 14, OAR 801-030-0020, subsection 5, sufficient evidence.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
Continuing on, case 18-040, multiple instances under OAR 801-030-0020, subsection 8. I find sufficient evidence under both of those.
Second.
I didn't follow that.
There are two.
Was it 17 also?
I think subsection we got to split those because they're different.
Oh, they're different?
It's the same OAR, but they are different issues.
I would agree.
We need to split them.
Okay.
So you can just read what it says in full if you want. Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay.
just so that people know.
Yeah, well, all right. We'll start with motion one. We'll break it up then. Line 15, OAR 801-030-0020, subsection 8. Business transactions with clients, parentheses, 2018 edition. When respondent entered into business transactions with her client by withdrawing her client's money from his bank and investing it in a respondent's business without providing full written disclosure of the differing interests and without obtaining her client's consent in writing. I find sufficient evidence.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any
extensions?
Okay.
I'll go get the next one.
Okay.
I'll continue. Line 16. At least two instances of OAR 801-030-0028, subsection 8, business transactions with clients, parentheses, 2018 edition. When a respondent entered into business transactions with two clients by borrowing money from these clients without providing full written disclosure of the differing interests and without obtaining each client's consent in writing, I'd find sufficient evidence.
Correction, it's OAR 801-030-0020.
Thank you.
Second.
You said sufficient?
Yes.
Discussion on this?
Yeah, I kind of felt the other way on this one just because she wasn't a CPA at the time, and she also didn't actually do any work for the clients as a CPA.
Is that when she was holding herself out as a CPA?
I don't know. I don't know if that's what we're talking about, though, here. This is just the second count of...
The loans were made after...
The license.
Well, not even whether the license was lapsed or not. She was not engaged as... they weren't her clients at the time that she took the loan out. It was after the fact.
Okay.
motion was made and seconded.
So they can still fail even on that.
Okay. All those in favor?
About the sufficiency of the...
Right. Correct.
I vote that it is sufficient.
I'll agree with that one, but if you guys voted down,
you guys can have your own incorrect opinions.
That's right. We'll have to be opposed?
Aye.
Six. Any abstentions?
Did you vote?
I
did vote. Okay. I voted nay.
Okay.
Got it.
Did you
have
4 and 2?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Same people.
We have 65.
Oh. 62.
Four.
Seven.
Price and this price.
What? Yes.
Five and two.
Thank you.
These accountants are doing excellent at their
camp.
Okay.
Don't have a tin.
That's right. Yep.
Except
either. So, okay.
Don't have a tin.
Okay. I believe we are on line 17 of page 6.
I keep mumbling my way through this.
So if the motion fails, do we need to redo the motion or we just let it go?
Case 18-040 still. OAR 801-030-0029, subsection 9. I would find
002079. Yeah.
Am I misreading this?
You're just jumping ahead to the sub. Yeah.
Oh. 801-0. Oh my goodness.
Sub 9.
Thank you. Subsection 9. Notification of change of address, employer or assumed business name, sufficient evidence.
Second.
Discussion about this? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Page 7.
I'll keep going. ORS 673170, subsection 2, subsection little a, subsection large a, omitting certain employment information from CPA application. Because there's also ORS 673-040 to 673-075 and or OAR 801-030-0020, sub 1. I'd find sufficient evidence, but this would seem to be, of all the things, low egregiousness.
Do you have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
I'll second it. Just acknowledges that. It's okay.
Do we have a... Yes. Let's discuss.
So this is the one that's really, really hard to to do, right? Because it's saying you have to have the intent and it has to be fraud, basically. So, and it looks like she only, sorry, I mean, I'm putting a little bit of bias in there maybe, but she didn't put in some employment information in the past, and it doesn't seem that fraudulent to me. It seems unintentional in some ways. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, this was out on its own. It would just kind of be one of those letter of concern issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the there isn't any other titling for when there is omitted information or incomplete information on the list. It just sort of falls under this category. Was the, because you're required to put all of your previous work history?
10 years, yeah.
10 years of.
But this has been one that we've had problems on. I think we have this on one of our other discussion items, where there's some lack of clarity, at least
is it just
by licensees, as to what's really being asked for.
In her rebuttal, she said that it was because she thought she only had to list her CPA employment or her accounting employment.
That's right. That's
she
right.
didn't do her real estate stuff.
Yeah.
Other people have made that same argument, but the form is very clear. It says all employment.
Yeah. And I guess what I'm saying is I don't disagree that it was in, the form was not complete or wasn't proper, but is there a higher level of, is there a higher threshold here for fraud versus anything else, because we don't have that law or that ability?
If we're going to say you violated a rule, this is the rule.
Okay.
That kind of falls under. So, but I mean, right? It feels like an honest mistake, and it's a bit of a drop in the bucket compared to the rest of it.
Does it taint anything? Like if we say sufficient here, mm-hmm. and it's found that later on, right, that it's not, and I guess we're just making a recommendation that the board would consider, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe yeah, we can find one direction, and they may find a different.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think I see where you're going with it, of like, okay, we've already got a bunch of stuff, like, this is just, like, it's very harsh terminology about something, so it continues to paint the sentence in a very negative light, that may not be as warranted in this situation. Perhaps that's the commentary that goes with it. Great. Okay, sufficient evidence is the motion out there. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, let's raise your hand on this one.
You have it. 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Any opposed?
Nay.
2?
3.
3. Okay. Any abstention? Okay.
Last but not least, case 18040 OAR 801-030, thank you, 0020 sub 2, sufficient evidence to fail to report a restraining order.
Okay, second. Any discussion on this?
I would, a civil order, but yeah, yes.
It's pretty clear it's a requirement. Is that what you're asking?
I'm asking if that's a reportable event.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to go back and look at the OAR.
It does appear that.
And what's the time limit that you're supposed to?
45 days.
45 days, and this happened in September 2018.
Yeah. Given the nature of the restraint.
When was her license reinstated?
March of 19.
Yeah.
March of 19. So on the application of 19.
Yeah.
So she wasn't. She was. Her license was lapsed at the time that the restraining order was put in place.
She still has the report of employment even when she's in lab status.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So she was reinstated. It looks
it wasn't expired. It's
2/4 February 4th of 19 is when she was reinstated.
Okay. Makes sense.
Says within 45 days of the initiation of any regulatory or civil action, lawsuit, or arbitration relating to the professional services or business operations or practices of the registered firm or writing licensee. So the question is
professional services,
is it relating to professional services?
When you're signing legal documents, when you're taking control of the money, it would seem explicit or implied that you have overtaken a trustee role. I mean, from outside looking in, you look at that and say, living with the person, handling all their finances, signing on as a relative for VA docs, seems, you know, like outside looking in from the public's perspective, you are acting as a trustee in a professional role.
Shall we vote? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're going to need to call them.
Just say how many these are. Okay. Opposed? Aye.
So one nay.
Any abstentions?
No.
Oh,
you would.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Yeah, only one nay.
So, 6-1. Yeah, I get it.
So questions for this committee. So based on your recommendations and where the board then to find that there is sufficient evidence, what would be levels of egregiousness that this committee should be considered?
Are you asking for this very last one or just in general?
For this case in general.
Yeah.
The whole case.
Go ahead, Sean.
I think you have two different, you've got kind of a spread between what the different areas. So the first part of it, I think there's some very highly egregious issues related to the interaction with the specific client. As related to some of the other pieces with the license, the holding out, I think those are fairly low in egregiousness. When it's all packaged together, the higher ones outweigh the lower issues. I think anything that the board is looking at is likely going to be pinned or kind of pivot on the first four or five motions as related.
Mm-hmm. And I would just echo that with any conduct-related violation would be high egregiousness than any regulatory violation, about whether that's POAs or reporting let's say, low egregiousness to that. But in summary, I think that's where we're kind of landing.
Thank you. That helped. Good.
Next public question. Should we?
Okay. Public
section. That's the most complicated one that I can
think of. I spent like a whole night on that. It's so very good.
For now?
It's mostly just the organization of
pursuant to ORS 192.660 sub 2 sub 10.